Welcome to episode 58 of our Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified user of Snowflake, and today we're diving deep into managing data workloads in Snowflake. This episode promises to be as informative as it is interesting, providing you with everything you need to know to effectively manage data workloads in Snowflake and ace your certification exam. Managing data workloads in Snowflake is crucial for optimizing performance and ensuring efficient resource utilization. To begin, Snowflake's unique architecture allows for the separation of storage and compute, enabling users to scale compute resources independently of storage. This architecture plays a pivotal role in workload management as it provides flexibility and scalability. Snowflake offers multiple options for managing workloads effectively. Firstly, the use of virtual warehouses for executing queries. These warehouses can be sized according to the workload requirements, ensuring that you have the right amount of compute power. Moreover, Snowflake enables multi-cluster warehouses for high concurrency scenarios, ensuring that queries from multiple users are handled efficiently. Additionally, Snowflake's resource monitors play an essential role. They allow you to track and control your compute resource usage, preventing overutilization and unexpected costs. Through setting up resource monitors, you can allocate a specific amount of credits to different warehouses, mitigating the risk of running out of resources during critical operations. Furthermore, Snowflake offers the Task and Streams feature for automating and optimizing data workflows. Tasks can be scheduled for executing SQL statements at specific intervals, enabling the automation of data transformations and loading. Concurrently, streams enable real-time data processing by providing information about data changes, allowing for incremental loads, and ensuring data is always current. Another critical aspect is understanding Snowflake's query optimization. Snowflake automatically optimizes queries using a cache, which can significantly improve the performance of repeated queries. However, for optimal query performance, it is also crucial to utilize best practices such as partitioning data, using clustering keys to organize data within tables, and leveraging materialized views to pre-compute complex calculations. Interestingly, managing data workloads in Snowflake also involves monitoring and analyzing query performance. The query history and query profile features provide insights into query execution, helping identify bottlenecks and optimize query performance. This, consequently, ensures that resources are used efficiently and operations run smoothly. In addition, Snowflake's robust data sharing capabilities should not be overlooked. They provide a secure and easy way to share data between accounts, facilitating collaboration and simplifying data governance. Lastly, it's vital to stay informed about the latest features and best practices by consistently visiting Snowflake's documentation and user forums. Continuous learning and adapting to new techniques will play a significant role in managing data workloads effectively. In conclusion, mastering the management of data workloads in Snowflake entails a comprehensive understanding of its architecture, features, and best practices. By leveraging these capabilities wisely, you can optimize performance, ensure resource efficiency, and confidently tackle your Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification exam. This has been episode 58 of our podcast. I hope you found this deep dive into managing data workloads in Snowflake both enlightening and beneficial. Stay tuned for more in-depth discussions that will help you become a Snowflake Pro. Thank you for joining us today, and goodbye until next time.